A cartoon in a Melbourne newspaper has made global headlines for its depiction of tennis star Serena Williams at the US Open. The US National Association of Black Journalists says the cartoon is racist and sexist, and Twitter is in overdrive. But Herald Sun cartoonist Mark Knight is defending his work, as Manu Bobo reports.
The international outrage has been palpable, and it's been sparked by an Australian cartoon where Serena Williams is drawn with an exaggerated body and lips, a dummy on the ground beside her.
It's honestly shocking in how clearly it harkens back to some of the worst and most targeted racist imagery in US history.
Christine Ember is an African-American woman and an opinion columnist at the Washington Post. She says the cartoon is racist.
From the oversized lips to the infantile anger, combining like a angry black woman trope with a sort of mammy-ish build, and also the fact that her opponent, Naomi Osaka, seems to have been turned into a thin blonde woman. I think it says a lot about the mindset of the cartoonist and the paper that let it be printed.
And she's wondering if it reflects the state of race relations in Australia.
I wonder about the judgment by the Herald Sun. I wonder if Australia is perhaps more open and accepting of colour-based discrimination, or if racism is either not noticed or a much more public factor there.
Brianna Edwards is from the US-based Essence magazine, which describes itself as the only magazine focused on reaching an audience of black women. She doesn't think the cartoon was even accurate.
Serena, who is a gorgeous athletic woman, is portrayed as this huge hulking mass that's throwing a tantrum, which, by the way, is nothing like what actually occurred on court. If you saw the actual footage of what happened, that's not nearly even close to what happened.
But the cartoonist, Mark Knight, doesn't know what all the fuss is about.
When I watched the US Open, I was sitting there like everybody else, and I saw the world number one tennis player have a huge hissy fit and spit the dummy. So basically that's what the cartoon was about. It was about just her poor behaviour on the court, nothing to do with gender or racism at all.
That hasn't convinced people on social media. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has accused the cartoonist of reducing one of the greatest sportswomen alive to racist and sexist tropes, while others claim Mark Knight has drawn his way into the history books for all the wrong reasons, with the cartoon looking like it's out of an 1870s racist southern newspaper. He's dismissed the outrage, describing the reaction as an unjustified hurricane. And it seems the cartoon isn't going anywhere.
I mean, maybe there's a different understanding of cartoons to in Australia to in America. But again, I just reiterate, it was not racial. It was not about Serena criticising her as a black African woman, African-American woman. It was a cartoon based on her tantrum on the day, and that's all it was.
That's Herald Sun cartoonist Mark Knight. That report from Manu Bobo.